Hello, everyone, and welcome to the August 12th, 2018 edition of the Astrology News Report. I'm your intrepid host, Ron Berger. In this segment, we'll take a look at the upcoming planetary patterns and predictions, what's on the celestial agenda for August 12th to August 19th and beyond. But before beginning, a little reminder to viewers to please help out covering the costs of keeping this weekly report going. Just click on the link at the end of the video to make your donation. Thanks. Mercury began a retrograde period back on July 26th. Mercury retrograde will be over this week, as of Saturday, August 18th. The planet of rational thinking, communications, reasons, and explanations now returns to normal forward motion in the zodiac. But it takes a couple of weeks for Mercury to get back up to speed, so some of the Mercury retrograde effects can still linger for a bit. And even after ending its retrograde, Mercury is still in trouble for a few reasons. Mercury is in an inimical sign, Cancer. The planet of rational thinking doesn't like being in an emotions-based water sign. The high reactivity of the sign Cancer makes the planet of communications vulnerable to irrational feelings. Mercury is the planet of the media and reporting, which will continue to be volatile and unhinged while Mercury is still in Cancer. While Mercury remains in this sign, Mars is still opposing Mercury from the other side of the zodiac. Mercury's linear thinking process gets distorted by the planet of force. Mars-Mercury combinations are prone to arguments. Additionally, Rahu, the eclipse point, is with Mercury in Cancer. Rahu has the energy of obsession and urgency, providing more distortion to Mercury significations. So, for all these reasons, even though Mercury retrograde will technically be over on August 18th, it will still continue to feel like the planet of rational thinking and reasonable communication is still backwards. Mercury will get away from all these negative influences when it finally exits from Cancer and moves into sidereal Leo on September 2nd. Mars, the planet of action, force, and aggression, has been in an retrograde period since June 26th. Mars ends its retrograde on August 27th. When a planet is at the end, or at the beginning, of a retrograde phase, it appears to stop moving in the zodiac. This condition, called stationary, makes a planet exceptionally strong in astrology. Here we are talking about Mars, planet of force and conflict. Mars will be stationary at 4 degrees sidereal Capricorn for over 2 weeks from August 18th to September 5th. If you have a natal planet in the early degrees of Capricorn or opposite in the early degrees of Cancer, this will likely be a difficult time period for the significations of that planet. Let's see if we can find an example. Aha! Here's someone we've all heard about who has an important planet in early Cancer. Donald Trump. Mr. Trump's natal Venus is at 2 degrees Cancer, which happens to be his 12th house of loss and betrayal. In astrology, Venus is the planet of attractive females. Venus is also the planet of advice and counsel, hence lawyers. Of course, we all know what Mr. Trump is going through lately, and this malefic stationary Mars situation signifies things only get worse as he has to keep defending himself against betrayal by his former advisors. And there are two other planets that are now stationary in the zodiac. Uranus is stationary at the beginning of its retrograde period, which started on August 7th at 8 degrees Aries. And Saturn is stationary as it comes to the end of its retrograde period. Saturn is at 8 degrees Sagittarius. Uranus is the planet of freedom and rebellion, the planet of sudden, unexpected events, which can range from disaster to enlightenment. Saturn is the planet of time and delay, the planet of stability and the established order. Both being stationary in the zodiac means that both are extra strong right now. And now we see something interesting. These two planets are in an exact trine aspect to each other, in other words, 120 degrees apart. In Western astrology, the trine aspect is thought to be harmonious. That is, the two planets are assisting each other. But how can two planets with apparently diametrically opposing natures be of assistance to each other? Going back to the definitions of Uranus and Saturn, note that, besides being potentially disruptive, Uranus is also the planet of realizations. Saturn is the reality check planet. So, we get the energy of reality coordinating with realization. Another interesting point, Saturn is the planet of work, therefore representing the workers, as well as the government of the workers. In other words, Saturn is the planet of democracy. So, we have Uranus, planet of rebellion, in coordination with Saturn, planet of democracy, the government of the working class. This unusual pattern remains in effect through most of September. Wonder what that could be. By the way, have you noticed there are no ads on this YouTube channel? That's because some viewers have responded to my request for donations. A big thank you to those who are helping to keep the Astrology News Report going and ad-free. You too can become a supporter. Just click on or touch the donation card you see here, which will take you to the donation page. Thanks, and until next week.